This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I'm back. Wayne Allyn Root, I am back, and it was a great weekend for me, and what a news day today. It's just wild out there. Wild day in Trump land. I mean, it's never a boring day. Thank God for Donald Trump. But, man, here's what I really do think is happening. I think the country is descending into civil war. Wayne Root's saying it. I think the country's descending into civil war. I believe that globalists, forget about communism and socialism, as horrible as that is, and they're out there, there's plenty of communists out there, our country's government and our politicians, there's communists everywhere, but at worst than it's ever been. This is, you know, Joe McCarthy didn't even have anything on what's going on today. But the reality is globalists are the biggest problem we've got in the world, and there's an attack on Donald Trump that is so deep and so wide and so widespread. The conspiracy is everywhere. It's everyone in government against Donald Trump, and they're all bought and paid for by the globalists. And they want this one world nation, and they want open borders. They want everybody to walk into this country, and they don't want the middle class people. I wrote The Murder of the Middle Class. 5 years ago, I wrote The Murder of the Middle Class. And I said, it's Obama, but it's not just Obama. It's Obama. It's George Soros. It's government employees. It's government agency heads. It's the United Nations. It's all the billionaires of the world who just want to make money at our expense. The list is long, folks, and they're all out to get Donald Trump. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. The scene today, the chaos during the Kavanaugh hearing for Supreme Court, it's like the Democrat Party has descended into the hell of socialism, communism, Marxism, globalism, and five-year-old babyism. They're like a bunch of five-year-olds. You freaking lost. You don't get to name judges. We get to name judges. If you want to name judges, then you got to win. Okay, and by the way, on the side of the bad guys is Mueller and his radical team, Mueller. And I think Sessions, too. I don't think Sessions is a bad guy. I think Sessions is being blackmailed. And how many times have I said it on this show? For a year now, that Jeff Sessions is clearly being blackmailed. They got photos of him doing something with somebody bad. And it's no sooner I've said that for a year, Judge Jeanine said it on Saturday night, and the whole world made a big deal about it. Just like I spent months saying, Donald Trump's going to go after South Africa. Donald Trump's going to go after South Africa. The black majority's coming after the white minority. They're murdering them. They're condoning murder. Mobs are murdering them. The government's condoning murder, and the government's passing a constitutional amendment to take land away from white people. And you cannot allow this to happen. And when Trump does it, right away they say, oh, Tucker Carlson brought it up on his show. I've been talking about it for 6 months before Tucker Carlson. And I've been talking about Jeff Sessions for a year before Judge Neen had the balls, the cojones, to say what Wayne Root had the balls to say a year ago. I love Judge Neen. I love Tucker Carlson. But don't tell me they brought this stuff up, but it's big news, because I've been talking about it for a year, and you've been hearing me. The biggest news story in America, I think, is Colin Kaepernick, though. That is the biggest news story in America. It is an absolute joke. I've got my commentary out about Colin Kaepernick. I'll read you that later in the show. But right now, as if I didn't predict it, I said Colin Kaepernick is a walking curse. A walking human curse. Everything he touches turns to, I'll just say, bull spit. Everything he touches is destroyed. Everything he touches is poisoned. Everything he touches loses billions in value. First, he damaged the NFL, maybe beyond repair. I don't know yet. People love the NFL. They can't live without the NFL. And yet last year, many people represented by me spent very little time watching NFL games because we just lost all desire for it. But I had my desire back again this year. And now Nike has hired Colin Kaepernick. Well, people don't need Nike. Let me tell you something. There isn't one of 63 million Trump fans who loves Nike. We all love the NFL. So you show me a man who voted for Trump, I'll show you someone who's loved the NFL his whole life, and it's very hard to take that away from us or to sacrifice and not watch anymore. But none of us have a love lost for Nike. So Nike just lost 63 million customers because he is an America hater. He is a pig. He is a cop hater. He is a radical. He is a communist. He is a troublemaker. He is a guy that makes $150 million a year and waves to the fans with a black power symbol, his fist as a black power symbol from a luxury box at the U.S. Open. And the moron sheeple cheer for him. He's in a luxury box, you morons. He has nothing to complain about. You're never going to be in a luxury box in your life. You're never going to get near a luxury box. The average white middle-class person will never be near a luxury box in your lifetime. And yet this guy was black and saying America's bad to black people. I've never been in a luxury box at the U.S. Open. I've never been in a luxury box at a sporting event. Well, you know what I'm going to say? Once in my life, a listener of this show invited me to his box at the Vegas Knights game, Vegas Knights NHL hockey game this past year. That was the only luxury box I've ever been at a sporting event in my entire life. So if Wayne Root's never been in a luxury box, how are you saying America's bad to black people when you have a $150 million contract and you're waving at people with the black power symbol from a luxury box at the U.S. Open? And the luxury box I was in was like a beautiful box with a little bit of nice catered food, and it seats like 12 people. Trust me when I tell you, it was not a luxury box like the one that Colin Kaepernick was in. I'm sure he was in one that's like provided by a major corporation, and it's beautiful, and it's big, and the people in it are all billionaires. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is the biggest joke ever. Colin Kaepernick has as much in common with black America as Wayne Root does. The man is $150 million. So today, Nike, in their infinite wisdom, chooses this moron, this schmuck, this putz, this commie traitor, this piece of garbage ingrate who doesn't appreciate what America's done for him and all the great players in the NFL, most of whom are black, and the great players in the NBA, almost all of whom are black, and Major League Baseball, many of whom, over half of whom are black. America's been great to all these people who are players in the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, black or white. Doesn't matter what you are. How do you not get on your knees to thank God and thank America, not get on your knees to say bad things about America, but to praise America and to thank God? You're in the greatest country in world history that allows you to get paid millions of dollars to play a kid's game. How ridiculous. How outrageous. So in Nike, in their infinite wisdom, picks Colin Kaepernick to be the new Just Do It guy, the face of Nike. And so far today, let's see, the stock market's now closed. I don't know how it closed, but as of an hour before the close, he had cost the company $4 billion. The stock was down $4 billion. That has nothing to do with what he's going to cost them in merchandise sales. Because all over the internet, all over social media, were people burning their Nikes. And people swearing, I'm telling you, representing millions of people, probably 63 million Trump voters, they're never going to buy anything from Nike again. So Colin Kaepernick hurt the NFL badly. He hurt their credibility, hurt their reputation, he hurt our love for the game, our passion for the game, of 63 million Trump voters like me. But he didn't destroy it, because I just will always love football. It's hard to make me, you know, just destroy the NFL. I will always love football. I played football, and I was good at it, and I thought I had a chance at the NFL at one point. But I don't care about Nike. I have no love lost for Nike. I've never played Nike. It's not a game. It's just a shoe. It's a sneaker. It's athletic wear. I could get it from anybody. I don't need Nike, but you can only get one NFL. There is no other NFL. There's one game to watch. It's the NFL. So I believe Nike's done. I think Nike's finished. I think as opposed to hundreds of millions in losses, the NFL experienced because of what Colin Kaepernick started, the kneeing on the field that makes people like me sick to my stomach. But I believe he's cost Nike their entire business. I think it's going to go under now. I think Nike will be bought a year from now for pennies on the dollar by some other giant retailer, and they'll resurrect it with a different name, or they'll try and resurrect Nike as soon as they get rid of Colin Kaepernick's disgusting face. On the cover of Nike's ads or Nike's, you know, the boxes where you buy the shoes. I'm sure his picture's going to be everywhere. This is insanity. If he made $150 million on football, maybe they gave him $1 billion. I don't know what they gave him. Maybe they gave him $100 million. to be the face of a giant billion-dollar company like Nike, who knows how many tens of millions Colin Kaepernick was given. But it's just another example of how great America is, but also how absurd America is, how hypocritical America is, how just ungrateful America is. You know, if you're going to say I'm racist because I think Colin Kaepernick's a schmuck and he's ungrateful for America and what it's done for him, I'm not. I'm an equal opportunity attacker. I think Phil Knight, the CEO and founder of Nike, is just as ungrateful to America. You hear me, Phil Knight? You're a piece of garbage. I put you out the trash. You belong in the back. You belong in the trash. When the garbage company comes and they pick up that giant metal container, you should be in it. Because what you are, sir, is a billionaire. A billionaire. And you're a white billionaire. No one's ever done anything to you, right? You're a white billionaire, and yet you think, oh, the poor black people. Oh, my God, let's put Colin Kaepernick as the face of our company. What do you know about the situation? What do you know? See, I know. I went to an all-black high school. Every friend I had in the world was black. Every enemy I had in the world was black. People looking to kill me were black. Everybody was black. I know all about African Americans. I love them in many ways. But I also know the problems in the black community. But you know nothing, Phil Knight. Zero. You're a rich, white, privileged liberal. And you decided to cause controversy, except not all news is good news. You know what they say, all news, as long as they spell your name right? You lost $4 billion in market value today, and the losses have only just begun. Because nobody who voted for Trump's ever going to buy anything from Nike again. You're done. You're finished. You threw out a large portion of your audience, or don't you think so? You don't think that white people, and how about black and Hispanic people who voted for Trump? You got plenty of Hispanic votes. You don't think they're all angry and they're not going to buy from Nike anymore? Just anyone who voted for Trump is not going to vote for Nike, is not going to buy from Nike anymore. So you're just an idiot, man. Phil Knight, you're just as dumb as Colin Kaepernick, and you're just as much of an ingrate as Colin Kaepernick for a country that made you such a billionaire. For a stupid sneaker. People pay hundreds of dollars for a stupid sneaker. How great is America? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back from a little vacation where I finished up my book. My book, The Trump Rules, will be out in the first quarter of 2019, meaning the first quarter of this year, January, February. I don't know the exact date yet. It hasn't been firmed up by Newsmax TV and Newsmax's publishing division. But I had to turn in 60,000 words. I don't know how I did it for the last 3 months of hosting the radio and TV 3 hours a day and an hour of prep time for radio and TV and all my other careers and all my other businesses and newspaper columns. And I had to deliver 60,000 words. I had no idea how I'd ever write it. And I delivered 80,000 words. And I finished it today, this morning, actually. I wrote about 20,000 words in the last 5 days, including four of them in Park City, Utah, on vacation, just as creative as I've ever been in my life, and that's out of the way now. That book is done. The Trump Rules, and trust me when I tell you, nobody in the history of the world understands Donald Trump better than I do and have gotten his essence down like I did. Everything that's ever happened in the last year, I've turned into the different traits of Donald Trump that allowed him to succeed when there was just no chance of success. And I've isolated those traits and shown you, the average person, how they can use those traits. And so that book is done. The Trump Rules is finito. Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior, first and foremost. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the USA. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. If you watch my Newsmax TV show, you know that for the last, I guess, 4 months or so, U.S. Gold Bureau was the sponsor of the entire Wayne Root TV show on Newsmax TV. And they have now taken over the role of sponsor of the national radio show, both radio and TV now, for U.S. Gold Bureau. How do you like these guys? They're spending a lot of money on radio and a lot of money on TV to back Wayne Root. You better back them. You better support U.S. Gold Bureau, because let me tell you something. If you don't support companies that are willing to stick their neck out for conservatives and to put their faith in Wayne Root, then you're not going to have radio or TV with Wayne Root anymore. I'll tell you right now. We have a war in our hands. This country is at war. Okay? And I'm telling you that any company that has the balls to back Wayne Root and this show should be loved by you like nothing ever. And by the way, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create what they're calling the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. And it includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes first ever silver Krugerrand and a silver American Eagle Fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins investment quality make the perfect start or addition to your asset portfolio. Get all six coins for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Portfolio is previously sold for more than $300. Available right now only for my audience at $99. They created this just for my audience. It's the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. $300 is what it sold for in the past. They're giving it away for $99. Investment-grade coins. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root to get this very special offer, 800-885-GOLD. We love taking your calls. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Donald Trump finally spoke out about Colin Kaepernick today. He says Nike sent a terrible message as the NFL backed Kaepernick. He finally broke his silence, telling the Daily Caller Nike is sending a terrible message by featuring the has-been quarterback. I think it's a terrible message they're sending, and the purpose of them doing it, maybe there's a reason for them doing it, but I think as far as sending a message, it's a terrible message, shouldn't be sent, there's no reason for it. He acknowledges Nike has the right to feature whoever they want. Well, of course they do. As much as I disagree with the Colin Kaepernick endorsement, in another way, I mean, I wouldn't have done it. But it's what this country is all about, that you have certain freedoms to do things that other people think you shouldn't do. But I'm personally on a different side of it. Trump also said in an interview, it's funny, Nike is a tenant of mine, referencing Nike's five-floor Nike Town store, Trump's property on 57th Street, New York. Have you ever had a president whose tenant was Nike? That's funny. However, while Trump rejects the message but understands it, and outraged conservatives burn the Nikes in disgust, the NFL has released a statement backing the former quarterback who hasn't played in 2 years and is suing the league. The social justice issues that Colin and other professional athletes have raised deserve our attention and action. Oh, my God, are they playing with fire? I don't think you understand what you've just done. Roger Goodall should be called Roger Go to Hell. And he's destroyed the NFL. You damaged the NFL 2 years in a row. Now I think you may have stuck a knife in the NFL by taking the side of Colin Kaepernick, who's suing you, that all of us on the other side of the issue hate so much because of what he represents, disrespect for our flag.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
War now.
USA Radio News.
After a full day of partisan bickering, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally got to deliver his opening statement.
As a nominee to the Supreme Court, I understand the responsibility I bear.
Some 30 years ago, Judge Anthony Kennedy sat in this seat. He became one of the most consequential justices in American history. I served as his law clerk in 1993.
Today, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said that President Trump will host the United Nations Security Council meetings with foreign leaders later this month in New York City. Haley was also asked during a press conference how things are going regarding North Korea and them denuclearizing.
We let Chairman Kim know that just because we shake hands and we smile at each other does not mean that the international community is okay with their building of ballistic missiles.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Cinegenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you who have been listening long-term, many of you could be new listeners, but all of you who are listening long-term know that Cinegenics has sponsored this show since it was either June or July. It was June, because I've been on their program for just about 90 days now, maybe a little short of 90 days, and I have now lost almost 10 pounds and gained who knows how much muscle, because muscle weighs much more than fat. And so, you know, I was about 190 when I started this program with Cinegenics. They're not a weight loss program. They're just an all-around health for your body program, age management program, healthy aging, and just as a kind of down payment on that, you know, just as a benefit of getting yourself healthy, I've gone from 190 pounds to 182. So I've lost 8 pounds as of now, and it gets better every single day. Everyone's telling me I look great on TV. And so they're very, very excited to tell you all about Cinegenics. They also solved all my health issues. They were all minor, thank God, but they're all gone now. The new blood tests show they're gone. I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I actually work out less than I've ever worked out, and I've lost almost 10 pounds. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, and they're so happy with you guys and me that they've just extended their ad campaign for 2 more months. So it just goes to show you that everybody's winning with this stuff. Everybody's winning. When you go after my conservative audience, everybody wins, and Cinegenics gets it. Other people don't get it. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, or register at Cinegenics.com for your free, no-obligation consultation. You can either call or go to Cinegenics.com, Cinegenics.com. All right. You know, I opened the show. I should have talked about Brett Kavanaugh and that amazing hearing with the Democrats freaking out and acting like five-year-olds, but I really spent the whole half hour of the opening of the show talking about Colin Kaepernick, because, you know, I'm an old football guy, played football, and spent 30 years as the number one, as the media dubbed me, the King of Vegas, number one sports handicapper in the world, then got into politics, and really NFL is my love. And watching games, the love of my life. So I really have a problem with Colin Kaepernick, and I think he hurt the NFL badly, and now I think that he has destroyed Nike. I don't think Nike will ever recover. I really don't. Because it's totally different. I love the NFL. It's hard for me to ever stop watching. But I don't love Nike. There's no love loss for a sneaker. I could buy someone else's sneaker. I don't think Nike is going to easily recover from this. I think they've hurt themselves to the point where they could have really destroy their stock. But we'll see. We have Andrew Beaton on the line, Wall Street Journal sports reporter. He covers the NFL, and he's a smart financial guy combined with sports knowledge. He's just the right guy to get on the phone. Andrew, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you heard my thing. Look, I'm a conservative. We know that. That's besides the point. I'm a Trump guy. That's besides the point. I was so sickened by the NFL last year, I didn't know if I could even watch games anymore, and I cut down dramatically, watched very few, did watch the Super Bowl, watched a couple of my Dallas Cowboy games, you know, who I've loved since I'm 5 years old. But other than that, I stopped watching football for the first time in my life, and I'm a guy who has 8 TV sets and watches 5 games at the same time. And so when I stop watching, you know something's wrong. And I was just ready to get excited again this year, because to me it's all over and football's back and nobody's doing the kneeling anymore. And then the players started doing kneeling in the preseason, and now Colin Kaepernick's back, and he's the face of Nike, and the NFL gave a wonderful, they love Colin Kaepernick message today. And I got to tell you, I think the NFL and Nike are both playing with fire here. I think they're going to go down. I think this is not just dangerous, it's deadly, it's suicide. They don't know what they're doing, even if you assume lots of people are big fans of Colin Kaepernick and are liberal. So what? Why would you want to lose half or more of your audience? 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. Don't they count? They spend their money. So I think very damaging. But you're the expert here. Shoot. You got the floor.
Well, I think it's too early to tell how damaging this will be. I mean, we saw the stock price go down a few points today, which is obviously notable, but we also have the context of having seen some other companies, comparable companies like Puma, also see some struggles in the market today. So it's always, with just one day of data, really difficult to parse out what exactly caused what. But I think there's no doubt that we saw from across social media today, across the internet, really polarized reactions on a very polarizing We know that these national anthem protests since the beginning have really created very strong opinions on many ends of the political spectrum. And so today, after the revelation that Colin Kaepernick would be one of the faces, or the face, depending who you ask, on the Nike's new Just Do It campaign, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this fall, like, so it's a big moment for the company, you definitely saw a lot of people say, I'm cutting the Nike logos off my socks. I'm not going to buy Nike shoes again. On the other end, you also saw people saying, you know, this guy had been cast off, and we believe that it's good for a company to stand by him. So we're going to see an interesting relationship play out, where they're definitely putting themselves more at risk and more on the line than they might have if they just sort of played it safe.
Now, I saw a bunch of articles. I was flying back from a little vacation in Park City, Utah all morning, and I was at the airport, and then I was on a flight, so I didn't keep close track of the stock price of Nike. I see now, based on Yahoo Finance, it closed at $79.60, down $2.60, which is down 3.16%. But all throughout the day, I kept getting alerts from Zero Hedge and a few other financial sites that Nike had lost $3 billion of value, then they'd lost $4 billion of value. What was the final dollar figure? Do you know what they lost? What's 3.16% of Nike's value? I have no idea.
I don't have those numbers in front of me. But the point is, there's no doubt that this was a big day of losses for the company. I mean, I think they had lost as much as 3.9% at one point during the day, and I don't think that the company had gone down that much in one day in about 5 months. So it's clearly that type of movement isn't typical for them.
Oh, guess what?
We saw similar companies in the same sector also face struggles today. So,
well, Andrew, I see that they lost about $3 billion because I see their market cap's about $127 billion. So if you lose 3%, it doesn't take a genius to figure out. 1% would be $1.27 billion. So they lost actually about $3.6 billion, although they're up 0.38% in after-hours trading. So, you know, investors obviously think it's a little bit of an overreaction. They're buying it back a little bit. But all things considered, they lost about $3 billion today. So, you know, will it stick? I mean, nobody knows. Your guess is as good as mine. But was it a smart move to hire a spokesman that caused you to lose $3 billion in one day? That has to be considered a giant mistake, right?
I think it's too early to determine either way. I think, as you point out, there are some obvious red flags that have to have people concerned, and no doubt ones that people will think about. But the other side of the coin there is, I was talking with a former executive in the apparel industry earlier today, and he had worked at a smaller company and said, here's the thing about Nike versus what most other people deal with, that they see a long-term payoff here, potentially be resonating more with younger people and things like that. And when you're a company as big and rich as Nike, you can afford to take a short-term hit for a potential long-term gain. And that's a potential gamble risk that not many other companies can afford. So do we know if it'll pay off? Do we know if this will be a good idea? We certainly do not, but that's at least the way of looking at it if you want to be bullish, per se, on this, and if you believe in what Nike is doing with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I think it's a tragic mistake, because I've seen the Reuters poll, and Reuters is the one that oversamples Democrats, and they show Trump losing by 16 for president of the United States when, in fact, he won the election. And yet their latest poll showed, this is about a month ago, that young people are 39-39 tied, Republican versus Democrat. So if there's any validity to that at all, Andrew Beaton of the Wall Street Journal, you'd have to say that why would you want to turn off and offend the 39% of your audience that likes Trump versus 39% that hates Trump? Why get involved in it at all? Just stick to sports. Use Aaron Rodgers. Why get involved in this? And I think the answer is they just thought that this would be avant-garde, and that it's probably a little bit of liberal, delusion that, oh, every young person's a liberal. Reuters says it's 39-39. Every young person is not a liberal.
Well, an interesting piece of context there is Wall Street Journal, NBC News ran a poll a week or two ago that actually asked questions on the national anthem, and many people feel similarly to you. In the general population, more people felt that kneeling was not appropriate versus people that did. But if you want to look at it with rose-colored glasses, from the Nike perspective, one of the things that you always know that these brands always really care about young people, and that young people aged 13 to 34, 35, they were very strongly saying that they felt kneeling was appropriate. And the other side of that coin is people age 50 and plus felt it was definitely not appropriate. So there's a lot of different considerations, different factors here.
Right, right. Well, of course, they're looking at it and going, Wayne Root, you're right, if we sold sneakers to 50-year-olds, but when's the last time you bought Nike clothes or sneakers? All of our sales are to people under the age, for the most part, probably under the age of even 20, not even 30. So in their mind, all they care about is what a 13-year-old thinks, not what a 40-year-old thinks, who has a mortgage and pays the mortgage or the rent and has a wife and kids and has to pay bills all day long. You know, all of us are angry. And I think the NFL and Nike are both playing with fire, but we'll see. I mean, look, I'm more right today than they are. It was down $3.6 billion. I would call that a really bad day, wouldn't you? That's one thing I've got to get you pinned down on. That's a really bad day for any company in the entire Wall Street, correct?
I don't think anybody ever wants to wake up and see that number.
Exactly. So so far, so bad to me. They've made a mistake. I think today's a good sign of that. I think they're right and you're right that one day means nothing, and you got to look at the next 6 months, the next year. I'll bet you money. I'll bet you the last million I got in the world. That at the end of the next year, they're going to realize they made a tragic mistake. This guy Kaepernick, he kills everything he touches. You know, he's the biggest hypocrite that ever lived. He waves at people from the luxury box at the U.S. Open and gives them the black power sign. He's in a luxury box. I've never been in a luxury box like that. It's a joke. What's he complaining about? What's so terrible? Andrew Beaton, Wall Street Journal sports reporter. He covers the NFL. I think you're going to cover a lot of problems this year again. NFL's in hot water. Andrew Beaton, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You contact them at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free. Anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna. I got to tell you, I'm a local radio host in Vegas, top-rated show. National radio host with USA. National TV host with Newsmax TV. Many other business interests. And things were so bad under Obama that I almost went broke. I almost lost everything I had. And I couldn't afford to pay $2,000 a month for health insurance anymore. And I'm making a slight comeback now, but things are still much worse than they were before Obama got there. Never came close to making the money I made before Obama got there. And so I can't afford $2,000 a month for health insurance. That covers nothing. It covered nothing. I used to pay $500 a month when Obama took office, and it covered everything. And then soon it went up to $1,500, and then $1,700, then $1,900, then $2,000 a month, and it covered nothing. And I couldn't afford it anymore. It was going to drag me under, just like many other small businessmen all over this country. So finally, I went to Liberty HealthShare, and I saved $18,000 last year, and I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 in savings. And their phone number is 855-58-LIBERTY. They get my highest recommendation. I put my kids on there, and we've never looked back. We pay for all the little bills, and God forbid there's anything big. That's what Liberty HealthShare is for, and that's the purpose of insurance. They understand it, and they're not an insurance company. They're a Christian health sharing organization. But Aetna and all of them either don't understand it anymore or were forced at gunpoint by Obama to not understand it anymore. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org. You know, that last guest, you know, I don't like bad-mouthing guests, but, you know, just the typical guy who doesn't want to put his name on the line, doesn't want to say anything at all that might get the Wall Street Journal or him in trouble. All these guys are the same. They're just like the politicians. Now they're replacing John McCain with John Kyle. John Kyle sat next to John McCain in the U.S. Senate for like 20 years. They believe in all the same things. You're getting a guy who's the same as John McCain. Maybe, because he's a conservative, maybe John Kyle would vote for the repeal of Obamacare. So at least you do better from that standpoint. They should bring that to another vote. If they have Kyle's vote, that would pass it. They only needed a John McCain's vote. So maybe they should bring Kyle in and immediately pass the repeal of Obamacare right before the midterm elections. So that would be the one benefit of John Kyle. But I have no idea if he's a much of a step better than John McCain. They're all the same now. They're all globalists, And they all take donations from the Bar Association and George Soros and the Soros, you know, any one of his 50 foundations. And then they have to vote the way that their masters who give them checks want them to vote. And so even Republicans are not good. And, you know, this guy was from the Wall Street Journal, for God's sakes. But even the Wall Street Journal guys don't want to, they don't want to come out and say the truth that Nike just blew it. That Nike's going to lose billions. My friend JP in Orange County, who loyally listens to this show, what a great guy JP is. And he's a brilliant businessman who has managed billions of dollars in his career with pension funds and other big investment vehicles. And he sent me a text and said, that $3 billion is a drop in the bucket. That's not what's important. It's what Nike's going to lose in business over the next year. And trust me, Wayne, all the Donald Trump people are going to stop buying from Nike. And you know what? Yeah, kids buy. Where do kids get their money? Anyone who's under the age of 21 and hasn't graduated college yet or high school yet or is in junior high school yet, they get money from mommy and daddy. If mommy and daddy voted for Trump, they're no longer going to allow their kids to buy Nike. There's going to be plenty of losses. Trust me. This was a giant mistake, if no one else wants to say it, because they're scared of repercussions. Wayne Root is never scared of repercussions. Nike's never sponsoring my show. So screw Nike. Instead of just do it, their new saying should be just screw it, because they just screwed themselves. They just screwed you, the customer, and the NFL screwing you, the customer. The NFL offers a measured response, it says here, to Nike's Kaepernick ad. Other reactions range from support to outrage. Well, believe me when I tell you, there's not much support and there's a lot of outrage. By the way, the whole goal of a company is to keep their present customers and to gain some new ones. Well, you didn't gain any new ones with this. What new ones did you gain? Tell me what you gained. I mean, it's a joke. What did you gain? Are you going to gain anybody new? Because if you're working on the liberal vote, you had it already at Nike. They're already buying from you. If you're looking on the black vote, and I mean vote in a funny way because obviously you're not running for office, but I mean a vote. As far as a vote for buying your products as a corporation, the black vote was already buying Nike, but you need to gain some of those 63 million Trump people and their kids. You just lost them all. Nobody in the future is going to buy from you. So I don't know what to say anymore. I think all these companies have lost their minds. They've completely lost their minds. Sad stuff. And then what I saw today with those hearings, I mean, chaos erupted, just pure chaos in those hearings. Hecklers began shrieking, 22 arrested. But the worst heckler was Kamala Harris, the United States Senator. Are you kidding me? Are you a five-year-old? And then one of the hecklers arrested was Linda Sarsour, co-founder of the Women's March. It's a joke. You know who she is, right? She's the one that hates Israel and loves Muslim extremists, just loves them, wants to invite them into America. Wants to just wipe out Israel. These are the people you're dealing with. How about Dianne Feinstein? More people will die in mass shootings if Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed. More people will die in mass shootings if Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed. This is a joke. Wayne Allred, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back. And we'll be early on Newsmax TV coming up next.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.